I mentioned David Copperfield because, as you know, he is the fulcrum of pure evil in the universe, ladies and gentlemen. How do you explain his vile, pernicious, incendiary, incessant, unnaturally orange persona permeating our universe? What in nature is the same color as David Copperfield? George Hamilton's ass? Certain pieces of wax fruit? And those photos that were taken by the spacecraft on Mars, huh? Who died and made him sexy? When did dwarfy orange magicians become sexy? I don't care how many supermodels you date. Paul Daniels, that's a magician, right? He does a thing and a thing and nothing happens and everyone's bored and they go home, that's it. When did sex enter into it? And of all the supermodels to date, the ultimate Uber model, Claudia Schiffer, that Nazi heifer. Hitler youth poster Floraline. The whole supermodel thing is completely perplexing to me. When did we start venerating people for being genetically predisposed to having slim thighs, ladies and gentlemen? She opened a restaurant in New York City with Naomi Campbell, who I understand is a very nice person. Tremendous author. And Elle McPherson, and we all know Elle McPherson's nickname, The Body. Notice it's not Elle, the voracious reader McPherson. Elle, hey, get off the internet, let's go and party McPherson. They opened a restaurant in New York City. I thought that was the death of irony as we know it. Supermodel, restaurant, supermodel, place where food is prepared and eaten by hungry people. What happens now? Keanu Reeves opens up an acting school? It doesn't make sense. What do supermodels know about food? They haven't eaten since 1979. They've heard the rumors. There was a picture of them in Hello Magazine, which, by the way, is the greatest magazine of all time. If you ever take a train trip out of Edinburgh, if you live here and you're taking a train trip out, which is to be fervently suggested, because as lovely as Edinburgh is, there are places where they don't deep fry everything. It's called Flavor, and you're gonna freak when you experience it. This is so spicy, what is it? It's called salt. Must be the devil's work, yeah. You must buy a Hello magazine. Although, Hello doesn't really begin to describe what you get. How about Rich Ugly Fucker Color Photo Bible? Would that be a little closer to the mark? If you feel bad about yourself, if you're having low self-esteem, you don't feel like you're intellectual enough, I suggest you pick up a Hello magazine and just flip through glorious page after page of Melanie Griffith on the Côte d'Azur. Polly Yates partying with Yasmin Laban will make you feel like an intellectual titan, ladies and gentlemen. Suddenly your life is in fine perspective after reading, and royalty, page after page of delicious royalty. Now royalty, by virtue of the fact of having shagged like every farm animal on the premises, and every family member who couldn't skitter away fast enough for the last couple of hundred years, all have that fabulous genetic predisposition, you know? No chin, huge ears, water world gills, millions of them. Who knew how many were left? And it's always them in front of their... The honest, hard-working people of this shire have spilt their blood for thousands of years so that this rich, ungrateful, lazy fuck could live in everlasting glory because their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather blew Charles II.